HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Israel said Friday it sent ground forces into action and pounded Gaza in response to a new barrage of rocket fire from the Hamas-run enclave in a conflict that has now claimed over 100 Palestinian lives. Israeli planes and troops on the ground are carrying out an attack in the Gaza Strip, the Israeli army said in a brief message. The escalation was confirmed by army spokesman John Conricus, although he did not specify the scale of the operation. The center on Thursday reiterated that any vaccine which is approved by United States Food and Drug Administration, FDA, and the World Health Organization, WHO, can come to India. The announcement was made at a press conference by Niti Aayog member VK Paul, who also heads the National Expert Group on Vaccines. Import license will be granted within 1 to 2 days. No import license is pending, Dr. Paul said. Last month, the central government had fast-tracked approvals for COVID-19 vaccines cleared for use in the US, the UK, the European Union and Japan. India will likely have access to at least 2 billion doses of coronavirus vaccines, a top government official said on Thursday, listing out several vaccines in development and projected enhancements in manufacturing capacity by the end of 2021. The data presented by Niti Aayog member VK Paul, however, included 8 vaccines of which only 3 have been approved in the country, and cited production enhancements that are beyond current estimates. Experts also said that for these doses to be available, the government will need to place purchase orders. A low-pressure area has formed over the Southeast Arabian Sea and adjoining Lakshadweep area on Thursday and is likely to intensify into cyclonic storm Tauktae, which may bring heavy rainfall in Kerala, Ghat areas of Tamil Nadu and Karnataka AA, Lakshadweep and coastal Gujarat, India Meteorological Department, IMD, said on Thursday. Authorities in Kerala have sounded a red alert in 3 districts on May 14 and 5 districts on May 15. We cannot rule out intensification similar to Super Cyclone Amphan. At present, it is difficult to say which category of intensification the cyclone will reach. But conditions are extremely favorable for its rapid intensification. Ocean heat potential is above normal, sea surface temperatures are 1 to 2 degrees Celsius above normal and Madden-Julian Oscillation, MJO, is also favoring rapid intensification. We should be prepared, said Sunita Devi, in charge of cyclones at the India Meteorological Department. The Union Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, MOHFW, announced on Thursday that Sputnik V, the vaccine against the coronavirus disease, COVID-19, developed by Russia's Gamaleya National Center, will be available in markets across the country from early next week. Making the announcement at the Health Ministry's press briefing on the COVID-19 situation in the country, Dr. VK Paul, member, Niti Aayog, further said the local production of Sputnik V, often called the world's first vaccine against the viral disease, will begin in July. Hyderabad-based Dr. Reddy's Laboratories will manufacture the vaccine in India.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.